One of my memories as a kid is being at my grandparents' house one night when there was a huge bonfire, the largest I had ever seen. I was young in elementary school, and part of what was going on that night, I knew I was not fully understanding. The wood for the bonfire was the fence of one of the neighbors. Some of my grandparents' neighbors were involved in this. Not neighbors we did a lot with, but people who lived a few places down the road. My recollection is that one of the neighbors was rather drunk and tore down his neighbor's fence and brought it over to the campfire to create this our gigantic bonfire. Again, I was just a kid, so I don't know exactly what was happening, other than remembering it was an amazing bonfire, as well as thinking, maybe this shouldn't be happening. The remains of that fire became home plate for kickball and baseball for a couple decades to come, so it had a good effect in the end. Apart from wildfires destroying homes, we have a tendency to enjoy watching things burn. Most of us love a good campfire. My guess is that Peter and Andrew, James and John may have been tempted after spending all night fishing and catching nothing to just bring their boats ashore and be done with it, burn them in a big fire. Not sure what good that would have done, but it may have helped them feel a little better. That desire to burn can also be a desire to tear things down if we don't like something or if we feel threatened by something. That is what happens in protests that sometimes turn into riots. We have an impulse to just destroy what we are against. In some ways, that may be what is happening in our federal government right now. We are just eliminating things people have concerns about without much of a plan of what happens after that. Sometimes we're tempted to do something similar in regards to our faith. We pray for something and things don't go the way we hope for, so we decide we are done with God or done with the church. We're upset about the way something is, and so we just leave. That certainly is understandable, but it's not very helpful. It's not the way that Jesus gave us. Jesus lived in a time and place where his people were under occupation by a foreign government, the Romans. There were people, even a few of his disciples, who were zealots trying to destroy the Romans. Jesus was not part of that group. Instead, Jesus spent his time and energy building the foundations of an institution, the church, rather than just trying to destroy the things that were not right. He prayed about who the leaders of that church would be. He sought them out, encountered them, and then invited them into his mission. That morning on the lakeshore, when the four fishermen were discouraged and worn out, Jesus simply invited them to try something else. Rather than give up, he invited them to go deeper. He invited them to something more, to following him. He spent the next 3 years primarily mentoring and teaching and forming them and a few others who would become the leaders of an institution, the Catholic Church, that has lasted far longer than any government or any other institution. Jesus was a builder, a nurturer. The Catholic Church is the people who, over history, did not leave when things were not the way they wanted. Catholics are not the ones who, in protest, started their own church or gave up. The church, like all institutions, is always in need of reform. Catholics stay and are part of that reform. We value being part of the church that Christ started, and we want to remain in his church. The people of the Catholic Church are those who stay and build up rather than tear down. We live in a time when it's fashionable by people of all different opinions to destroy rather than to build. That is not the way of Christ. St. Paul in the second reading asks us to hold fast to the tradition we have received. Jesus in the gospel asks us to go deeper, to root ourselves in him, rather than to give into our frustrations. Let's pray that we learn to do that. We do not need to agree on everything. Our faith, however, does call us to work for communion. The prayers at Mass are for unity and peace. And that communion is with God, but also with God's people. Let's not lose sight of who we are and who we belong to. Let's allow Christ to call us to himself and to nurture us ever more deeply into the people he calls us to be.